Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking overnight, no survivors in a deadly plane crash that prompted a U.S. fighter jet to intervene. What we're learning from federal investigators about the crash near D.C., plus how it's connected to North Carolina.
And at 8 o'clock, I'm following breaking news in eastern Wake County. Huge delays on 87 southbound heading through Knightdale. I'll show you the alternate route that could save you 20 minutes.
Now, the western half of the state has a level one risk for severe storms, but it does include parts of two of our counties. I'll show you why storms really look unlikely for most of us. And more help for children struggling with mental health. We'll tell you about a new center opening today that's designed just for kids. Thanks for joining us on your Monday morning, your sunny Monday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us. Yeah, Mondays might be a struggle, but weather-wise, we are golden. Look at how beautiful it is outside right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, and our highs will crank it up a few degrees from yesterday.
Yesterday, pleasant in the 70s. We'll be in the low 80s this afternoon. Lots of sunshine all day long. This is, of course, a look at downtown Raleigh and the Legislative Building, where it feels very pleasant this morning. 63 is our temperature across the triangle. A light southwesterly wind at 6 miles per hour. You can see the flags waving gently there at the Legislative Building. Our severe weather threat, just the western half of Chatham County and most of Moore County, but all the runs of the computer models that I can see don't show really any showers or thunderstorms for our viewing area for the next 24 hours or so. We take a look at this afternoon. You can see our sky is clearing. It's a little bit of cloud cover in our western counties right now, but that clears this afternoon. We'll see mostly sunny skies and then clear for most of tonight. We do have the potential for a disturbance to drop southward, and it's possible that there would be an isolated shower with that, but most of that looks to be well west of our viewing area. So a few clouds overnight looks like all we'll see. 57 in Roxborough, it's 60 in Rocky Mount, 62 in Fayetteville, 60 degrees in Southern Pines. Our 24-hour temperature changed pretty close to where we were this time yesterday, and our highs will be a little bit warmer. We climb into the low 80s, but our humidity remains low. Wednesday night looks like our next best chance for rain. I'll show you the timeline for that coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now, and we're following breaking news. It looks like a crash on 87 South. Southbound between the Smithfield Road and 540 interchanges, creating some pretty big delays. As we take a look at that live camera on 87 at Smithfield Road, our sensors right now are measuring a delay of about 50 minutes. You're going to be stuck in traffic an additional 50 minutes on that trip from 64 Business back toward 440. I want to zoom in there and show you the extent of those backups. They begin before you get to the Wendell Falls Parkway interchange coming in from 64 Business, and it's slow all the way out to the Bethlehem Road Bridge. Now, that is not an exit. You can't pick up 87 southbound from there. So you need to try to pick it up from the 540 interchange. So 64 Business out to 540 eastbound and then 87 southbound. That's going to save you between 15 and 25 minutes right now, as opposed to being stuck in that traffic on 87. Also note that we're seeing some big ramp delays on northbound Smithfield Road approaching I-87. So allow some extra time. If you're getting ready to head out and you want to check in with what's going on out there, join us on the radio, WRAL News Plus 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 101.5 FM HD3 across the triangle, including there in Knightdale and in eastern Wake County. Around the rest of the triangle, a couple other crashes I'm watching. One on Tryon Road at Trailwood, there on the southwest side of Raleigh. We have a crash on Lewisburg Road at Perry Creek Road, creating some backups on that southbound side. And also look out for some earlier delays on Lynn Road with a crash right around the Grove-Barton Road intersection. It looks like things are starting to get cleared up there, but maybe some lingering delays. Major approaches into Durham are looking all right for the moment. We are seeing a little bit of a delay, though, on 885 northbound between Cornwallis Road and T.W. Alexander Drive.
All right, Brian, thank you. And more traffic news to tell you about. US 64 is back open after a fiery rollover crash shut it down for hours. New video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows traffic backed up early this morning. This is near State Highway 231 in Nash County. You can see the burned out shell of a car that flipped over on the side of a road there. Crews cleaned up the crash around 2 o'clock this morning. We have made calls to investigators to learn if anyone was hurt and what caused this crash.
Breaking overnight, investigators say there are no survivors at the site of a plane crash that prompted military intervention.
Four people were on the plane that went down near a forest in Virginia. This map shows its flight path. The owners of the jet, a husband and wife, told several media outlets their daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, and a nanny were on board. They were returning to New York after a trip to a home here in North Carolina. The flight took off from Tennessee, but stopped making contact, then went hundreds of miles off course, flying through restricted airspace over Washington, D.C. Two fighter jets scrambled to intercept the plane. Security cameras captured the sonic boom made by those fighter jets. Investigators say the jets found the pilot of the small plane unresponsive. They did not say what led to the crash. Both the FAA and the NTSB will look into what caused it to go off course and crash.
Today, children dealing with a mental health crisis will have another option for help. The first behavioral health urgent care center in our area, designed exclusively for children, is opening in Wake County. WREL's Laura Levine is live in Fuquay Varina with how this center will help you and your family. Good morning, Laura.
Michelle, good morning. Well, starting today, children and their caregivers in need of that mental health support can walk through these doors here at the Hope Center on Ransman Street. And this center is 24-hour access, 365 days a year. It's the first of its kind in Wake County. The Hope Center for Youth and Family Crisis is designed to help families with children ages 5 to 17 who in the past may have felt like they had nowhere to turn to for help. The center provides access to assessment, stabilization, and treatment planning in a staff secure and therapeutic environment. Doctors say the need for this is great. According to the CDC, feelings of persistent sadness and hopelessness, as well as suicidal thoughts and behaviors, increase by about 40% among young people, even in the years leading up to the pandemic.
Prior to COVID, not a lot of attention was paid to it, and I think that the pandemic and being isolated at home just exacerbated the mental health challenges our children have.
And they say the intervention here could also help reduce the strain on EMS, hospitals, as well as law enforcement. They will also provide mobile response units throughout central North Carolina. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Fuquay Varina.
If you live in Wake County, your property taxes could be going up. County commissioners may vote today on their budget for the next fiscal year. The fiscal year starts in July. The proposed budget includes big investments in public safety, housing affordability, child welfare, behavioral health, and education. It would also increase the property tax rate by more than 3 cents. Let's say you have a house valued at $400,000. That's the median price of a home in Wake County. You'll pay an extra $130 a year in property taxes. You can read more about what's included in the budget on WREL.com.
This morning is your chance to weigh in on how your tax dollars will be spent in the fast-growing community of Johnston County. The Board of Commissioners is holding a public hearing on the county manager's budget for the fiscal year that starts next month. It wouldn't raise property taxes, but offers a cost-of-living increase for all county employees and creates dozens of new jobs. The budget also includes less funding than what was requested for public schools. Today's public hearing is at 10 a.m. at the county courthouse.
President Joe Biden and the First Lady will be in North Carolina this week. It's part of the president's Investing in America campaign. The Bidens plan to visit Rocky Mount and Fort Liberty on Friday. The president is expected to talk about how career-connected learning and workforce training programs benefit students for good-paying jobs in the state. The Bidens will also meet with service members and their families to support military and veteran families, caregivers, and survivors. The visit comes just 1 week after the Army post was renamed.
Top Republicans will also be in North Carolina this week. Former President Donald Trump, along with rival candidates Ron DeSantis and Mike Pence, are all going to be in Greensboro for the North Carolina GOP convention. DeSantis will speak at the Old North State Dinner Friday night. Pence will address a luncheon on Saturday, and Trump speaks at the Grand Old Party Dinner that night. WREL News will have comprehensive coverage of all of these visits.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper is set to announce a new initiative to better protect us from guns. It is called NC Safe. It stands for Secure All Firearms Effectively.
Cracking down on gun misuse and accidental shootings across the state is one of the governor's top priorities. Today's announcement is set for 2 p.m. at the North Carolina Executive Mansion. It is 8:09. A Chinese warship has a close call with an American Navy destroyer, and it's all caught on camera. What China is saying about this latest act of aggression. Plus, Apple may unveil its most ambitious new hardware product in years today. We'll explain how the company's mixed reality headset works.
It was nice and cool yesterday. Today, not bad at 82. Tomorrow's a good bit warmer. Wednesday night will bring us our best chance of rain, and that's what's likely to cool us off on Thursday. We'll go over the timeline for Thursday night coming up.
Welcome back. Time now is 8:13 on your Monday morning. You are looking live at a nice, pretty, sunny Clinton this morning. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. This is really the scene a lot of people are waking up to this morning. Some nice sunshine to start off our week, Elizabeth.
It's looking so pretty out there right now. This is a live look at Goldsboro, Apex, and Chapel Hill. Nothing but sunshine in all these cameras. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We had a little bit of cloud cover in Fayetteville earlier. That cloud cover is dissipating as well. You can see that pretty dappled sunshine there on the sidewalk of Hay Street, right in front of our WREL newsroom in Fayetteville. Things are looking quiet on satellite and radar, too. Not much happening across the southeast. There is a level one risk for severe storms for the western half of Chatham and most of Moore County, but hard pressed to find any thunderstorms showing up on any of our models. We take a look at Futurecast. Here's the 8 a.m. We've had a little bit of cloud cover in our western and southern counties this morning. Futurecast shows that dissipating as we get to close to and just after lunchtime. So looking at mostly sunny skies, a little bit of cloud cover to the west, things looking really quiet. We do have a disturbance that starts to drop down from Virginia at around 9, 10 o'clock, but it looks like it fizzles out over us. So you can see there's just nothing showing up there in terms of any rain. Tuesday, we'll see lots of sunshine warming up into the 80s, upper 80s. We'll be in the low 80s today, upper 80s. And then really our next best chance of any rain across our area, we may have an isolated thunderstorm in our southern counties late Tuesday night, but Wednesday night looks like the wettest. We take a look at Wednesday night. This is actually Tuesday at 7 a.m. and everything's looking nice and quiet to start with. We have this little disturbance that could bring an isolated thunderstorm, but the other model was showing it. This model not even showing that for Tuesday evening. Low pressure moves by with a cold front, and that's what's likely to bring us some rain for Wednesday night into very early Thursday morning. A few scattered thunderstorms, but really for the bulk of the day Thursday, we're nice and dry, and that's the case on Friday as well. So it really looks like it's going to be a fairly quiet week for us. The rainfall that we could see there on Thursday or Wednesday night into early Thursday likely to be maybe a quarter of an inch to maybe a half an inch in some spots. During the day Wednesday, it's just a 20% chance. It's going to be about a 40% chance or so overnight with those showers and thunderstorms coming through. Tomorrow, 87. We did hit 89 on Saturday, but of course, yesterday was so cool. Late Wednesday or Wednesday night, we have that front coming through that's going to drop our high to 78 on Thursday. But we do bounce back up to 89 again on Sunday. We have yet to hit 90 officially at RDU this year. I'll show you why we may not see that through at least the middle of June. Coming up, Brian.
It is just about 8:16 now. New information about this crash we're following on 87 southbound just before you get to the Bethlehem Road Bridge. So this is just after the Smithfield Road interchange. You can see the crash itself here blocking the center and right lanes. Traffic is getting by only in that left lane. That's why we're seeing these huge backups this morning. Coming in from 64 Business back toward the 440 interchange, you're going to be stuck in traffic for about an hour. So an hour or so longer than it typically would take to make that trip through Knightdale on 87 southbound. Here's a look at the map, and you can see as soon as you get through that crash site at Bethlehem Road Bridge, traffic's flowing freely back toward 540. We've been telling you to take 64 Business out to 540 and then rejoin 87 southbound on the other side of those delays, but we've just had word in the past few minutes of a crash on Knightdale Boulevard, creating some backups there on that westbound side. So even that is going to be a problem for you this morning. The alternate routes are not looking so good. So allow some extra time. That's the bottom line coming in from eastern Wake County through Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Also look out for some heavy delays on the northbound side of Smithfield Road approaching that 87 interchange. And a reminder that if you're about to head out, you can join us on WRL News Plus on the radio as we continue this broadcast over the radio 99.3 FM in Raleigh. Let's take a look around the rest of the triangle quickly and show you some of the other problems that we are following. It looks like that earlier crash at Lynn Road at Grove Barton Road has cleared. Traffic is flowing well, but we still have the crash reported at Tryon Road right around Trailwood Drive there on the south side of Raleigh. Good news in Durham, 885 is cleared up in both directions between 147 and I-40.
All right. Thank you, Brian. New video out this morning shows a close call in the ocean from over the weekend. This video here from the U.S. military, it shows what looks like a Chinese warship coming dangerously close to a U.S. destroyer, less than 500 feet. It happened in the strait between Taiwan and China as American and Canadian ships were doing a joint exercise. China claims Taiwan is its territory. President Biden has said the U.S. would defend the island against a Chinese invasion. The U.S. recently accused China of performing a similar, unnecessarily aggressive maneuver in the air with a fighter jet.
A teenager is recovering in the hospital after shooting in Raleigh. Police responded to the shooting just before 7 yesterday morning to an apartment complex on Parkland Drive. They've not shared any information about what led to this or if they've made any arrests. Neighbors say the girl was 16 years old. They want action taken to stop violence.
Gun control situation is critical, and we need to do more. We need to do more to make people safe.
Just continue to, you know, be vocal about it and for us to not be afraid to stand up and talk about things.
Police are asking anyone with information about the shooting to come forward.
Four people are now in custody and warrants are out for a fifth after a shooting on a busy beach boardwalk on Memorial Day. We told you last week about the violence that sent people running in Hollywood, Florida. This video shows the chaos after shots were fired. Nine people were hurt, including a baby. Two remain in the hospital. Police arrested two people in the days after the shooting and took two more over the weekend. They say they're still looking for one gunman. Investigators believe the shooting started after an argument.
All new this morning, you'll be able to see Instagram posts from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. again. The social media platform reinstated Kennedy's personal account on Sunday. It comes as he ramps up his 2024 presidential campaign. Instagram previously removed his account in 2022 after he continued to post misinformation about COVID-19. Meta says his organization's accounts will not be restored.
An 18-year-old is facing charges this morning, accused of assaulting a Johnston County school employee. The Johnston County Sheriff's Office confirms deputies arrested Ethan Garcia Contrera last week. He's facing several charges, including assaulting a school employee and having weapons on an educational property. The Sheriff's Office says Garcia Contrera was released on bond that same day.
Prices for eggs are finally dropping back down to normal levels. Industry officials and farmers say that egg supplies have bounced back and chicken flocks have been rebuilt. An avian flu outbreak fueled the price hike to above $4 a dozen at the start of this year. Prices are expected to be under $2 a dozen in the coming months, and shoppers could also see eggs on sale for the first time in months.
The V Foundation for Cancer Research is celebrating a very successful fundraising event. The V Foundation's 30th anniversary gala raised $2.8 million for cancer research on Saturday. The gala is hosted on the anniversary of Jim Valvano's memorable speech at the 1993 ESPYs, where he announced the creation of the foundation. Valvano, Jimmy V, was head coach of the NC State men's basketball team and led the team to a national championship title in 1983. He died after a battle with cancer just 10 months after that famous speech at the ESPYs.
Meet the Press will look a lot different starting this fall here on WREL. After 9 years as moderator, Chuck Todd says he'll step down from the show in September.
I've let work consume me for nearly 30 years. I can't remember the last time I didn't wake up before 5 or 6 a.m. And as I've watched too many friends and family let work consume them before it was too late, I promised my family I wouldn't do that.
Todd says he will remain at NBC in a new role, chief political analyst. NBC's chief White House correspondent Kristen Welker will take his spot.
J.
Jeff Hogan in the WRL Live Center. Brand new information. WRL TechWire is reporting this morning out of a new study from Wallet Hub about our state's economy, ranking 7th in the country. Pretty good. A lot of categories taken into factor here. We rank 4th overall in economic health, 3rd keeping the budget in the black, and tech, even the tech sector, with hiring down drastically, we still rank 9th in that category. Look at the center of your screen here, that line. We're ranked 7th in the country, okay? At 16th places for economic activity, economic health, we're in 4th, and innovative potential, think RTP there. We rank 11th.
But lucky number 7, a good place to be. Social media is buzzing about a potentially big reveal from Apple that could come in just a few hours. The company is expected to show off a product that's been hyped up for months, a mixed reality headset. It would have a similar interface to the iPhone, but it would be augmented reality. That means using cameras and sensors to allow you to manipulate the display with your hands.
New this morning, the NBA Finals are all tied up this morning.
4 seconds, Murray, step back, three-pointer. One go, fight for the rebound, Martin, and it's over.
There it was. The Denver Nuggets missed a last-second opportunity to force an overtime in Game 2 last night. That allowed the Miami Heat to claim their first victory in the best-of-seven series. Final score, 111-108. The series moves to Miami for the next two games starting on Wednesday.
Prince Harry is preparing to testify in court this week. Coming up, the unlawful acts the prince is accusing the tabloids of doing.
Plus, how a new facility opening today in Wake County is helping families facing mental health issues.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off your week, nice and sunny. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with what we can expect for later on today, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it looks beautiful out there. Right now, we're going to see the same thing through the afternoon. It's 60 in Wilson currently. It's 63 in Durham and 62 in Fayetteville. Out of 33 cameras, the only place we're seeing some cloud cover is in Fayetteville. We are seeing our southern and western counties a little bit cloudy this morning, but they will turn sunny at least by or a little after lunchtime. So most of us are seeing clear skies this morning with temperatures in the low 60s. Walking the dog feels great. Our lunchtime temperatures will be in the mid 70s. We'll see a high of 82. Walking the dog this evening, we're back into the upper 70s. Brian?
Breaking news in Knightdale, still following these huge delays on 87 southbound. We have a crash just before the Bethlehem Road Bridge there. This is just beyond the Smithfield Road interchange. Still have that right lane blocked, so we have two lanes open now, and it looks like they're about to clear the scene, but we have some big delays we're going to have to work through over the next little while. A 52-minute backup right now on 87 southbound from 64 Business out to the 440 interchange. Consider some way to get to 540 eastbound and get on the other side of those delays. Unfortunately, there's a crash back around Smithfield Road at 64 Business, creating some pretty heavy backups.
All right, Brian, thank you. A new behavioral health center to help young people experiencing a mental health crisis opens in Fuquay Arena today. The Hope Center is the first of its kind in Wake County. It'll provide 24-hour access to care to children ages 5 to 17. And US 64 is back open after a fiery rollover crash shut it down for hours. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows traffic backed up early this morning near State Highway 231 in Nash County. We have made calls to investigators to learn if anyone was hurt and what caused that crash. Just ahead on Fox 50, the new initiative to protect children and communities in North Carolina from...
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8:30, new information about a crash that we've been following in Knightdale. Big delays on 87 southbound. I'll show you an alternate route to take.
A sonic boom heard for miles as fighter jets raced to find a plane that veered hundreds of miles off course before crashing. What the owner of the plane shared overnight about the people on board.
And we have a level one risk for severe storms just in two of our western counties. I'll show you why it's not likely that many of us will see storms today.
And as the number of children hurt or killed by guns goes up in North Carolina, a new effort launching today aims to keep them safe.
A lot to tell you about here on your Monday morning as we keep you informed. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yes, starting off pretty, though. Nice sunshine behind us at Diggs Park. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, another nice sunny view over the Deep App this morning, Elizabeth.
Well, absolutely gorgeous. Lots of sunshine here in downtown Durham. We're seeing this across the bulk of the viewing area right now. Our wind is light out of the southwest, 6 miles per hour, and our temperatures are mostly in the low 60s right now. We started in the 50s earlier this morning. We're going to have a nice warm up today. We do have a level one risk for severe storms for the western half of Chatham and most of Moore County. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat, but hard pressed to find any real showers or thunderstorms on the models in our viewing area today. You can see the bright skies for us right now, and that continues. We'll roll it on out to all the way to 4 or 5 o'clock. There's a potential for a disturbance to drop in on us from Virginia overnight tonight. There's 7 p.m., and you could see some scattered showers and thunderstorms over in the mountains, western Piedmont, but nothing really comes close to us, and that's true for most of the models. So that's definitely good news for us. 59 in Roxborough. We're looking at 58 in Goldsboro. Everybody else starting to climb into the low 60s right now. Our temperatures currently are pretty close to what we saw this time yesterday, and we'll see mid-70s at lunchtime. Highs will be in the low 80s this afternoon. Our humidity stays nice and low. I'll show you how long that will last. Coming up, Brian.
At 8:32, new information about this crash we've been following on 87 southbound between Smithfield Road and the 540 interchange in Knightdale. They have cleared the crash scene itself, and you see the traffic's flowing freely in that area, but we have some big delays we're going to have to work through over the next probably 20 to 30 minutes. A 43-minute backup showing up now on sensors between 64 Business and 440. So that means you're going to be in traffic 43 minutes longer than usual if you take 87 southbound. Those delays begin between the 64 Business Interchange and Wendell Falls Parkway and extend all the way down just beyond the Smithfield Road Interchange. And unfortunately, 64 Business, Knightdale Boulevard, there's a crash at Carolinian Avenue, which is not too far from Old Knight Road. So we're seeing some backups on that westbound side coming in from 87. Not a great alternate route, unfortunately. If you can pick up 64 Business from the other side of the Old Knight Road intersection, maybe back toward the Smithfield Road area, and then take 64 Business westbound toward 540, then 540 eastbound, you'll be on the other side of those delays. But I think that we're probably going to see that starting to improve here over the next little while. Just in the past few minutes, we've seen quite a bit of improvement. So something to keep in mind there on the eastern side of Wake County. Also look out for some ramp delays on northbound Smithfield Road approaching 87. Around the rest of the triangle right now, we're looking pretty good in Durham. In Wake County, our major routes holding up pretty well. Do want to give you a heads up about a crash between Rollsville and Zebulon on Zebulon Road at Barham Siding Road. Seeing some backups in both directions there on 96.
Brian, thanks. Breaking overnight, a stretch of U.S. 64 is back open after a fiery rollover crash shut it down for hours. New video from the WRO Breaking News Tracker shows traffic backed up early this morning. This was in Nash County near State Highway 231. You can see the burned out shell of a car that flipped over off the side of the road. Crews cleaned up the crash around 2 in the morning. We've made calls to investigators to learn whether anyone was hurt and what led to the crash.
And more breaking news overnight. Investigators say there are no survivors at the site of a plane crash that prompted military intervention. 4 people were on that plane that went down near a forest in Virginia. The map shows its flight path. The owners of the jet, a husband and wife, told several outlets their daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, and a nanny were on board. They were returning to New York after a trip to a home here in North Carolina. The flight took off from Tennessee but stopped making contact, then went hundreds of miles off course, flying through restricted airspace over Washington, D.C. 2 fighter jets scrambled to intercept that plane. Security cameras capture the sonic boom that was made by those fighter jets. Investigators say the jets found the pilot of the small plane unresponsive. They did not say what may have led to the crash. Both the FAA and the NTSB will look into what caused it to go off course and crash.
In just a few hours, Governor Roy Cooper will announce a new initiative directed at keeping children and communities safe from the misuse of guns and accidental shootings. WRL's Brett Neese explains what's included in the NC Safe initiative.
NC Safe. Safe standing for Secure All Firearms Effectively, the new campaign targeting gun violence amongst children. Take a look at this, though. Just yesterday, this scene played out in Raleigh, where a 16-year-old was shot. That girl is expected to be okay. Governor Cooper hopes this initiative will cut down the number of times scenes like this happen. The week-long campaign will focus on teaching people about gun safety and safe gun storage. A couple of things people can do is use gun locks and gun safes. Also, make sure guns are not accessible to children. Another big focus of the week is gun theft. Officials say that is on the rise as well, so if you do have to take your gun with you, make sure it's locked up and out of sight when you leave it in your car. Today's event here at the Governor's Mansion will take place at 2 o'clock this afternoon. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Also happening today, a new urgent care center dedicated to behavioral health begins offering services in Wake County for children. The Hope Center for Youth and Family Crisis in Fuquay Varina is the first of its kind in Central North Carolina. The care center is for children and teenagers experiencing a mental health crisis. The Behavioral Health Urgent Care Center is fully staffed with nurses and other experts.
We're working to learn how the driver of a flatbed truck is doing this morning after the truck overturned and snarled traffic in Raleigh. It took crews nearly 4 hours to clean up the wreck on I-540 between Creedmoor and Six Forks Road. Highway Patrol troopers believe the driver was impaired when the truck crashed. It was carrying a forklift and a load of bricks. The driver was the only person hurt. Troopers have not told us how serious the injuries were.
And two men are now wanted in connection to a murder in Fayetteville that happened back in April. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says it's looking for Glenn Tedder II, pictured on the left, and Joshua McKagie. Investigators want to question them in the shooting of 33-year-old Timothy Shannon. Shannon was found shot near King Charles Road nearly 2 months ago. He died at the hospital from his injuries. Authorities are asking anyone with information about where the suspects are to call police.
If you live in Wake County, your property taxes could be going up. County commissioners could vote today on their budget for the next fiscal year. That starts in July. The proposed budget includes big investments in public safety, housing affordability, child welfare, behavioral health, and education. It would also increase the property tax rate by more than 3 cents. Let's say you have a house valued at $400,000. You'll pay an extra $130 a year in property taxes. You can read more about what's included in the budget on WREL.com.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will be in North Carolina this week. It comes as the president ramps up his reelection efforts. The Bidens plan to visit Rocky Mount and Fort Liberty on Friday. The president is expected to talk about workforce training programs and their benefits for students and job growth. The Bidens will also meet with service members to talk about the First Lady's efforts to support military families.
Top Republicans will also be in North Carolina this week. Former President Donald Trump, along with rival candidates Ron DeSantis and Mike Pence, are all going to be in Greensboro for the North Carolina GOP convention. DeSantis will speak at the Old North State Dinner Friday night. Pence will address a luncheon Saturday, and Trump speaks at the Grand Old Party Dinner that night. WRAL News will have comprehensive coverage of all of these visits. Still ahead, a breakthrough treatment for brain cancer.
I would call this a game changer.
What new research is revealing about the first big development in fighting brain tumors in decades.
And longtime host of Top Chef, Padma Lakshmi, is leaving the show after 17 years. When you can watch her last episode and what she's planning on doing next.
And here's a live look at Wrightsville Beach this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us with a look at the summer-like temperatures we'll see this week. It is 8:43, bright and sunny in Lewisburg. Good morning. Such a beautiful view there. And we're going to see sunshine for much of the day today. A nice way to start the Monday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a heads up for some folks in our western counties about some possible severe weather.
The Storm Prediction Center has for the western part of Chatham County and most of Moore County and a level one risk for severe storms. But it really looks like the bulk of this is going to be closer to the mountains or maybe even Charlotte westward,
just not really showing much here on our computer models this morning. This is a look at where we're starting off. A little bit of cloud cover off to the west and southwest. We'll see that clearing pretty quickly with mostly sunny skies on through the afternoon. And then just an isolated shower pops up. I mean, you see how few of those, if any, we see. So, you know, it just doesn't look like we'll see a whole lot of that for us today. Tomorrow at lunchtime, we're looking at sunny skies, and that'll be true on through the evening. Futurecast does show an isolated shower or thunderstorm in our southern counties late Tuesday night. But Wednesday looks like the best chance for rain. Wednesday night after sunset on through very early Thursday morning. That looks like the best chance right now in the next week or so. We take a look at what's happening right now in Chapel Hill, looking at beautiful blue skies there, 63 degrees, the current temperature. And our dew point's a comfortable 56 right now. Around town, see a high of 82 in Raleigh, 81 in Durham, and 83 degrees in Fayetteville. Here's a look at our temperatures. This course is a look at how far we are above or below normal. Below normal here in blue, and of course above normal in the yellows and oranges. So below normal for today. We're going to warm up a little bit Tuesday, and then our temperatures start to drop behind Wednesday's front. Look at that. All the way through, say, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, temperatures are likely to be below normal, but we do see a bump up on Sunday. Our normal high is 85, so 82 today keeps us below normal. Obviously, the 87 for tomorrow is above, and then we're below normal again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That Thursday temperature, 78, should feel pretty nice. But here's why all of those numbers should feel pretty nice. Our dew points are in the 50s, and as long as our dew points remain in the 50s, it means our atmosphere is fairly dry and comfortable, and we're not dealing with any humidity. And that's all the way through the end of the work week, so that's pretty great. And how long might that last? Well, once again, every time we keep pulling this up, we have a good chance of below normal temperatures now all the way through June 18th. So we just enjoy this beautiful weather while we have it. Our hottest days will be tomorrow at 87, and then we'll likely hit 89 on Sunday. We did hit 89 last Saturday, and that's the hottest that we've seen so far, yet no 90 degrees officially at RDU.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. New this morning, crews in Iowa say the body of a man that was missing since a partial collapsed apartment building has now been found. Officials in Davenport, Iowa, confirmed the identity of Brandon Colvin Sr. They say his body was found on Saturday, the same day his son graduated high school. The apartment building, which is more than 100 years old, collapsed 1 week ago. Crews are still searching for at least two other victims. At least nine people have already been rescued.
An investigation is underway this morning as Chatham County deputies try to figure out what led to an inmate's death. Authorities say 19-year-old Jamarian Sellers was found unresponsive inside his jail cell Sunday morning. We're told he was seen sleeping during routine check. Investigators say his cellmate alerted officers just after midnight that Sellers was unresponsive. Officers tried to revive him, but were unsuccessful. Sellers had been in custody since April 28th.
Burlington police say they've arrested and charged a man accused of intentionally setting multiple vehicles on fire. Officers say this man, 26-year-old Miguel Amaya, caused more than $200,000 in damages. Amaya faces charges of arson, breaking and entering, and burning of personal property. Police say the first fire started at an Enterprise rent-a-car shortly after 2:30 Saturday morning. There were several small fires inside the building, which firefighters quickly put out. And this week could be crucial in the ongoing investigation into former President Trump's handling of classified documents. Sources tell NBC News the federal grand jury hearing evidence in the case is set to meet this week. If prosecutors secure an indictment, Trump would become the first former president to be charged with a federal crime. Trump has denied any wrongdoing after hundreds of classified documents were found at his home last summer.
As the nationwide writer's strike enters its second month, the union representing directors appears to be on track to avoid a similar battle. The Directors Guild of America announced this past weekend it has reached a historic three-year deal with movie and TV studios. It includes pay raises, a shorter workday, and a ban on live ammunition on set. That comes following the shooting death on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. The agreement will be submitted tomorrow.
A new study is out on a potential medical breakthrough for the tens of thousands of patients with brain cancer in this country. Lindsay Reiser has the details.
They're the three words no person ever wants to hear. You have cancer. Rachel Guberman had just turned 50.
I went through about a week to 2 weeks of literally in my bed sobbing, just praying that my kids would be old enough for me to see them graduate.
She was diagnosed with oligodendroglioma. Gliomas are the most common form of brain cancer and tend to be slow-growing and incurable.
Almost without fail, people see it as a death sentence.
Treatment of lower-grade brain tumors usually involves surgery, but they can come back and spread, making chemotherapy and radiation therapy the only options. Those treatments typically cause significant cognitive decline. But now, hope. A new drug called vorasidenib in a phase 3 clinical trial has proven effective at preventing the growth of lower-grade brain tumors.
I would call this a game changer.
Dr. Ingo Mellinghoff says this is the first targeted therapy for this type of brain cancer, and nearly half of the patients in the trial still haven't needed chemotherapy and radiation years later.
Did you just want to scream this from the rooftops? Like, we may have something here?
Yes, they're in their 30s, 40s, early 50s. They're at the height of their professional and personal lives.
Nearly 25,000 people are expected to be diagnosed with a malignant brain or spinal cord tumor in the U.S. this year, with nearly 19,000 deaths projected. The FDA is currently working on approving the treatment for everyone. Rachel learned about the trial a year after surgery and started taking the drug this year.
Here we go.
Yeah, so happy to be there.
It's given her relief and a chance at a normal life.
It doesn't take as much of my brain space anymore, which to me is the definition of hope.
June is Pride Month, and as more events happen locally and nationally, there's now a guide that's been released in an effort to keep celebrations safe. This comes as hate crimes rise against the LGBTQ plus community. The social justice group Western State Center released a guide. We spoke with the group's director of programs, Lindsay Schubiner. She says one important strategy is to avoid confrontations if anti-LGBTQ protesters show up.
We really recommend not engaging and instead, you know, walking away, removing yourself from the situation, especially because we've seen, you know, there are anti-democracy and bigoted actors there who will try to, you know, create sort of gotcha moments on video that they can then use to increase targeting and harassment and gain support for their bigotry.
The Protecting Pride Organizing Guide is free to download at westernstatecenter.org. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs team will be at the White House today. They'll rub shoulders with President Joe Biden and his staff as they celebrate their Super Bowl victory. This is the team's first time at the White House. They were unable to attend after winning in 2020 because of the COVID pandemic.
This morning, we have more bear sightings to tell you about across the triangle. This time, they're in Chapel Hill. Police say one was spotted at the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Blossom Lane. That's not far from the Rigsby Mobile Home Park, where a WRL viewer sent us this video of a bear at dawn on Sunday. This is the second bear sighting reported in Chapel Hill in less than 5 days. Wildlife biologist Greg Batts tells us at this time of year, young male bears have been kicked out of their family unit to avoid inbreeding. These 18-month-old bears are searching for their new habitat, and that's why you may see them in unexpected places like your neighborhood.
They don't want to be there, but they're just wandering around looking for a place to live. In the last 2 weeks, we've had reports all over Raleigh. I've had reports north of 540 at Six Forks. I've had reports south of Pool Road in southeast Raleigh.
And Bat says it's important to know what not to do. You should never feed or approach a bear, and don't leave food, even pet food, outside. He also recommends removing your bird feeders if bears are active in your area, and also clean and store your grills.
Longtime host of Top Chef, Padma Lakshmi, is leaving the show after 19 seasons. She was also a judge and executive producer during her 17 years working on the show. She says it's now time for other endeavors, like her Hulu series, Taste the Nation, as well as her books. Lakshmi's time as a host will end on the finale of the show's 20th season, which airs this Thursday. It is World Environmental Day today, and this year marks the 50th anniversary. The day is a reminder that our actions on plastic and pollution matter. During this time, try to take the next step to better protect our planet. You're encouraged to join millions around the world to stop plastic pollution by recycling and using other products. World Environmental Day is held each year on June 5th. Before we go to break, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers. We will get another check on weather and traffic next.